picture of the layout of the Philadelphia airport. There is a map of it found in the back of the American White magazine. On behalf of your entire flight crew, welcome to Philly.
Christmas time was a big deal for me when I was in college. I was working and going to school at the same time, which was actually really difficult. But having that job meant that I could save up money for the holidays. I learned that I really like to do all my holiday shopping in one big trip. I had this motto: I'm not leaving this mall until I check every name off of my Christmas list. At the time, I lived in the Philadelphia area, and there was no better place to go for Christmas shopping than the King of Prussia Mall. It was and is huge. It was the biggest mall I'd ever seen. It seemed to go on forever. Well, I left Pennsylvania in 99, and I haven't been to the K of P Mall since probably 2000. So it's been 17 years, way too long, but I'm back. You're listening to Where We Buy, the show about the things we buy and the places we buy them. My name is James Cook. I research retail and real estate for JLL. This week, a Philadelphia story. I sit down with my friend Lauren Gilchrist. She's the head of research for the region at JLL. There's a lot going on in Philly, and I'm hoping she's going to get me up to speed. But first, I'm going to walk around the King of Prussia Mall with Robert Hart and Kathy Smith. They're both with Simon, the owner of the mall. They're going to be showing me around the new expansion. They added another 140,000 square feet. So now the mall totals over 2.9 million square feet. That's really big. It has more retail space than any other mall in the U.S. We're about 20 miles northwest of Philly, and the population in the King of Prussia area is not very big. It's maybe about 20,000 people. But the mall itself is the top retail destination in Metro Philly and beyond. The mall gets about 20 million visitors a year. All right, let's go in, let's check it out. Let's go check out the mall.
Hi, I'm Bob Hart. I'm the manager of King of Prussia Mall.
I'm Kathy Smith. I'm the director of marketing and business development.
Last August, we opened up the addition to the mall, connecting the plaza and the court.
It was kind of two huge malls next to each other, and now this new addition both connects them together and adds new food and luxury shopping.
Yes. It's like 155,000 square foot expansion connecting the two malls, and it includes some of our finest luxury stores that are positioned here, upscale restaurants, and other aspirational tenants. Amenities are very important to us here, and this is our customer service, which is our concierge. We have two of them. We have a customer service, traditional customer service area in the plaza, and this is a five-star hotel-like concierge service where you have free newspapers, sparkling water, cookies, coffee, all free to the customers that come in here.
I'm going to come back later and grab some sparkling water. I can't say no to that.
I was going to say also the lounge atmosphere and the amount of space we have here gives us the opportunity to host store events, retailer parties, mixers, things with the Convention and Visitors Bureau for tourists.
I read that you guys get 20 million visitors a year.
About 25% at any given time are from outside the MSA, outside of our trade area. Now, 12% of those may be in-state. But within 150 miles away. So we have a lot of people that day trip in, bypassing their local malls to come to King of Prussia because of the diversity and breadth of the retail offerings.
We have so many stores in this mall that are not found in other areas, that are unique to this area of southeastern Pennsylvania. I mean, Louis Vuitton, Hermes, people will drive longer distances to go to these tenants, and it's really one of the success formulas for the mall.
We've installed 30 interactive mall directories. They're touch screens, and customers have been immensely happy being able to go from one store to another through the touch screen and to pull down local offers and store specials and things like that.
I'm watching as some people use it, and it's really impressive. You can zoom in and out. It's like a kind of a Google Map type experience.
Yes, exactly.
We're standing out here outside in the new section of the mall by Neiman Marcus. Hermes, Louis Vuitton, Cartier, and Tiffany are long-term tenants in the mall that all expanded and moved up here last year and increased the size of their store. And it really has a nice feel up here, and they've been very happy. This has been very well received. Gucci as well.
We actually had these two sculptures custom made to go here at the mall. One is here and one is a little bit further down on the other side of the expansion area.
I'm trying to think of how to describe this sculpture. It's modern art.
Absolutely abstract.
I can't even put it into words, but it is definitely striking.
Very modern here with the skylighting and the fixtures and the soft seating and tile work.
Amenities are very important. The soft seating is, you know, throughout the mall, we replaced all the soft seating, the charging stations, to make the experience for the customer as pleasant as possible.
I mean, at this point, we've got up to 60 of different types of restaurants, ranging from a pretzel place up to Morton's, inside and out of the mall.
Bob, you're more of a mayor than a manager, right? This is a city, isn't it?
This is a city. There's over 8,000 employees that work at the King of Prussia Mall all together, and over 450 stores at the mall. Keeps you hopping. There's a lot going on every day.
So it looks like we're about to cross into...
This is Saber. This is a destination dining experience that has a number of fast casual restaurants, as well as a kiosk in the middle. That has a bar attached. Very nice. Get a lot of families here.
We just put another order in for additional seating, upscale seating. This is full every weekend by customers.
I see you have Shake Shack. This must be one of few in the area, right?
We have two at our mall, actually. We have one outside and one inside.
Wow.
And they're both doing very well.
So much of this destination dining experience is made up of lounge and soft seating, sofas and chairs. You know, it's not their traditional food court furniture. There's also the water sculpture feature, which you can see has a bar for seating surrounding it, and a place where people can plug in their devices.
So we're walking up to a huge window on the second floor. We're overlooking, I see Macy's, there's a parking area.
So before the expansion, this was the way you got from one side of the mall to the other, through the crosswalk. And it was, customers had to walk out there, and now you can stay in the mall, and brand new parking deck to get you right into the middle of the mall.
We've rebuilt a parking garage and added valet parking. One of the other leasing strategies in the opening of this expansion was to continue to lease to first-to-market national and international concepts. So when you're on this side of the property, you've got Altered State, you've got Super Dry, you've got Le Croissant. I probably didn't sound that. Le Croissant.
Very good tenants. Not high-end luxury, but aspirational. Now we're into the aspirational section of the mall, and it's been doing very well.
Now we're at the intersection of the expansion area with Macy's at this point. Now three of our department stores added new entrances, so that they had an entrance onto the expansion: Neiman Marcus, Bloomingdale's, and Macy's.
I'm a fan of Primark, and I should explain that's a super fast fashion, super discount, big store, very popular in the UK. One of the first stores in the U.S. Second store in the U.S.
First mall store. They did open their downtown Boston store a few weeks ahead
of
us.
A welcome addition to King of Prussia Mall. They've done a really good job. It's well shopped. When they first opened, they were the second Primark in the United States. A lot of U.S. customers didn't know who Primark was, even though they're huge in Europe, 300 stores. But people started shopping. The buzz is out. They're doing very well. And it's a, you know, low cost, high turnover, but a very fashionable store.
They're wonderful operators. And, you know, they put a lot of focus and attention into the family customer. You'll notice they've got very wild aisles. They can accommodate super wide strollers and so forth. They have people that work all night just to keep the racks clean and organized, so you don't see a lot of stuff falling off. It's a beautiful store, very visually stimulating and high tech.
Yeah,
they really brought the tech to us.
A lot of videos and sound and noise.
Yes.
And it's meant to appeal to the young generation, right?
Exactly.
One of the difficulties of this expansion is the level of the elevation of the plaza and the elevation of the court were two different levels. So, you know, the connector ends up on the court on the third level, and we've created escalators to go down, and that's where we're standing right now. It makes it very easy now to get from one side to the other.
And it really opens up the area, too. I mean, this is a very beautiful area with this landing at the end of the expansion and then two sets of escalators separated by this large format digital board.
We have a luxury, and part of the concierge is we've hired a luxury ambassador that deals directly with the higher end stores and is like a personal assistant to them. So if the customer wants something taken out to their vehicle, if they want hotel reservations, dinner reservations, that person's there with a business card, and it's a great relationship with all of our 50 luxury stores that we have in the mall, and working primarily with them right now. So again, another added customer service that we're trying to set us apart from other shopping centers in the country.
That's excellent. You guys are doing a great job. I want to thank you so much for your time.
Thank you.
Thanks very much. We appreciate the opportunity.
I'm Lauren Gilchrist. I'm the Vice President and Director of Research for JLL in Philadelphia.
I'm super happy because I just had some Shake Shack, and you just had a milkshake. What was in that?
I had a Nutella milkshake from the Melt Shop, which I'd never been to before.
Yeah, and it was banging. You get it again?
It was great. I highly recommend.
You and I were talking before about the idea that city living is becoming more popular and more people are moving into downtown, into center city.
Yeah, that's correct. It's really evident when you're in your car driving from the city of Philadelphia out to the suburbs in the morning. Over the course of the 20th century, the vast majority of our office jobs and office products shifted from downtown Philadelphia out to the Crescent markets, the Pennsylvania counties that comprise the suburban part of the market out there. And so whereas we have 45 million square feet of office space in Center City, we've got 55 million out in the Pennsylvania suburbs. So you see that very clearly, and it's even been exacerbated more as, we've seen people return to the downtown as a residential location. So when you look at the core of Center City over the past 15 or 16 years, we've added about 27% to the downtown population base. And when you compare that to residential downtowns around the country, so true central business districts that are office, multifamily, retail, hotel, etc., Philadelphia is the second largest downtown in the United States, only second to Midtown Manhattan. And so with that influx of people, we've seen a lot of change within the market. We've seen a lot of millennials in particular move to Philadelphia. We have the third fastest growing millennial population of any city in the country, and that has brought along with it a lot of changes to the retail environment in particular. We've seen quite a bit of fast fashion in the downtown. So we have two H&Ms, we have a Zara, and quite frankly, there's been a little bit of an outflux of some of those ultra high-end retailers, so the Burberrys of the world, etc. And a lot of the retail, on the non-apparel side has focused on what I'll call experiential retail. So something that you can go in and do in a retail establishment. So we've seen an explosion of restaurants, and particularly restaurants in the fast casual segment. So think about, for example, like Shake Shack, or think about, in our case, locally grown Honeygrow, or a Sweetgreen is extraordinarily popular. And then in addition to the restaurants, we've also seen a lot of fitness concepts open up recently. So we have everything from homegrown fitness concepts to things like Orange Theory downtown, as well as Bar 3. Solid Core is opening up its second location. And really, these retailers are capitalizing on millennials' spend on experiential opportunities. Preet is redeveloping the gallery as the Fashion Outlets at Philadelphia in partnership with Macerich. And what they are doing is focusing on taking a suburban style mall and turning it inside out. So effectively creating a mall that speaks to the street and that has a pedestrian experience, as opposed to sort of a blank facade, a lifeless facade. And so they have done significant leasing for the Fashion Outlets, but are also focused on other experience concepts. So I would not be surprised if we saw things like a movie theater there, or if we saw high-end bowling there, or something of that nature, simply because it's really one of the few envelopes that you can fit that into in Center City.
It's a real fortress, but it's in an urban location, and it should be a part of the city, and it never felt like a part of the city. It felt like you said, like a suburban mall. It just happened to be in an urban location. So I'm going to be excited to see that when it gets finished.
One of the big office trends is a related to gateway offices for suburban companies looking to open a smaller outpost in the city to be able to access and capture highly skilled workers. You know, we're in a very low unemployment environment right now. Unemployment for people with a bachelor's degree or more is about 2.5% compared to the national average of about 4.8, 4.9%. And so employers are having to think about how to attract highly educated workers. And given that millennials are such a big part of the workforce right now, millennials are also a target market. So real estate location, in addition to amenities, is increasingly important. And, you know, when we look at the tech company landscape and the tech companies that are in Philadelphia specifically, you know, the true kind of innovative startup companies are more often found in Center City because that's where their founders are. And interestingly, the tech companies want to be in the most live, work, play environment possible. So they are choosing to locate, if they're small enough, in environments that have strong retail. So if you have a chance to walk along the 13th Street corridor in Philadelphia, you'll see very quickly that some of the best restaurants and best retail on a smaller scale are located along that corridor. And also there's an incredible cluster of technology companies on North 3rd Street, which they actually renamed Nerd Street a couple of years ago in honor of those companies. And so when you walk up and down, you know, that street as well, you begin to see the concentration of bars and restaurants and retail. So definitely growing, and the smaller companies are definitely closest to some of the coolest retail.
So I came in this morning from the airport, and I stopped at what we call a lifestyle center. I stopped at the Wegmans. Oh my gosh, I don't even know where to begin. It's one part of it's like a really nice big grocery store, and then part of it is all these prepared foods, a big beer and wine area. They have a bar, and I feel like you could go there for lunch every day for a couple of weeks and never get the same thing twice.
Yeah, King of Prussia Town Center is a much anticipated project that is part of a larger development here in the King of Prussia submarket that is meant to really diversify the area. So King of Prussia has historically been King of Prussia Mall, but also a bunch of office buildings in a very suburban kind of corporate campus environment. And King of Prussia Town Center, in addition to bringing significant volumes of retail that span everything from larger box concepts like REI and Ulta to true neighborhood feeling style local retail and restaurants, is meant to also diversify the usage of King of Prussia. So along with the retail development, there are about 1,000 residential units at that same project as well that are in many cases actually quite close to the retail. You can walk 2 minutes outside your door from your apartment and be at what feels like a hip restaurant, almost like you're in a city. And so, you know, when I talk to developers and investors a lot, you know, people will say to me, well, Lauren, are the suburbs dead? And I say, the suburbs aren't dead, they're just changing, and there are going to be winners and losers. And the ones that are being successful and will continue to be successful are the ones that are diversifying their use. And King of Prussia Town Center is one example of how to do that within the envelope of a single project.
Yeah, it's a new development, but it's got a great urban feel, an urban street feel. You know, I could see just walking around there and hanging out at night and just people watching. I mean,
you know, people keep saying to me, you know, well, will all this residential be successful in King of Prussia? And I said, you know, even though millennials really do like urban environments, and some I do believe will stay, a big compelling reason to move to the suburbs right now in Philadelphia is if your job is in the suburbs. And as we talked about, the reverse commute, you know, I came in from Center City in the middle of the day and it was maybe a 40-minute drive, but if I was coming in at rush hour, it'd be about an hour and a half. And I think for people that are interested in, you know, living close to their jobs, as we've seen millennials not wanting to commute, if your job is in King of Prussia, living at King of Prussia Town Center is a really reasonable option. And I think that the market has responded. I mean, the project is, you know, not even complete, and the retail is significantly leased and occupied at this stage. And they have, you know, hundreds more residential units yet to deliver.
What's your take on the future of Philadelphia?
I think that Philadelphia is really lucky in the sense that we tend to lag behind the other major metros in the country when it comes to the real estate cycle, simply because we're not a gateway market. We're a true secondary market, which some people get upset about, but I think is a good thing. And in this particular market cycle, we've fundamentally changed a lot of aspects of the market as a result of the level of investment in new construction and rehabilitation, transit-oriented mixed-use places continue to succeed. And even in the suburban parts of the market, we're very lucky in that we have development patterns that surround our train lines, our regional rail in particular. We're really in a new era for the region.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me.
Okay, well, one follow-up question. Where's the best cheesesteak in town?
I don't eat cheesesteaks. I'm from Pittsburgh.
What's the local sandwich in Pittsburgh?
Primanni's.
What is that?
Primanni Brothers is kind of like a cheesesteak, except the Pittsburgh twist on it is they put French fries on the sandwich. So I won't go get a Primanni sandwich, but I'll go and get a salad, and they put the French fries on the salad. If you had to twist my arm, though, I do like Tony Luke's. They do a chicken cheesesteak, so I'd recommend checking that out. It's not, you know, the traditional Pat's, Gino's, but it's well worth a little trip to South Philly.
All right, that was great, but I've got to go. I'm speaking at the Commercial Landscape Symposium in Chester County. It's so weird. 19 years ago, I graduated from Westchester University, which is in Chester County. I haven't been there in at least 15 years. Now I'm speaking at an event there. It's been a long, strange trip from there to here, to say the least. If you want to see more retail research, go to jllretail.com and click on Retail Intelligence. You can subscribe to Where We Buy on iTunes. Got a retail question? Tweet at me on Twitter, @JamesDCook. Our theme music is Little Lily Swing by Tri Tachyon under Creative Commons 4.0 license.
And also recently I've been loving Butcher Bar. So basically they focus on meat. And I'm dying to go check out the brunch meat trough with friends. So basically, they put together a trough of meat, pancakes, bacon, potatoes, eggs, the whole nine yards. You need like four or five people to go eat this thing, but it sounds amazing.
So it's a literal trough they bring to your table?
That's my understanding.
Oh my gosh. I got to go there. I got to check that out.
You do. You absolutely do.